Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We're doing part two of Current Times, and we're having a general conversation about the upcoming presidential election, natural disasters, and the current status of the COVID pandemic. And as we all know, a lot of misinformation is currently going on. We're inviting callers to call us in at 516-418-5996 to voice their concerns and ideas about surviving these uncertain times. This is an open mic, uncensored presentation. This episode is for those 18 years of age and older. And we do apologize for our previous episode where our algorithms, you know, had crashed on us. So this is why we're doing part two. Okay, I see a caller there from 720. Is that there you, Brother Jay?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, yeah, thank you for calling back in, man. Yeah, apologize, you know, for that, you know, on our part one of it. But as we were saying, and you and I have discussed off the air, you know, and I guess we can go ahead and start talking about John Lewis, you know, the congressman, you know, who recently had passed away. And he was marching with Dr. King in 1965, where he had crossed the infamous, the Pettus Bridge, I believe.
Pettus.
And then as a, Yeah, and then as the people had crossed the bridge, they were met by the Alabama State Police, in which they were brutalized and degraded and what have you. And then what is happening is that the imagery of what this here sets, even with this day and time, it's okay for the police to abuse us. It's okay for the police to murder us. It's okay for the police to kill us, you see. And this is within the American ethos, meaning the group psychology, you see, is because they don't view us as truly, fully human. And as we state there on Mile High News and Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, is the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News, you know, they look at us as subhuman, man, you know. And then the more the police kill us, the more they think that we're supposed to tolerate, organize, and march. But then, you know, they don't want our youth, you know, remembering people, man, you know, who put up great resistance to get up out of bondage, such as Harriet Tubman, such as Toussaint, you know, L'Ouverture, Denmark Vesey, and what have you. And it's very, very essential that our young people and our children have this knowledge so that they won't be victims themselves. And I'm currently, you know, looking up here at mainstream media, and they're talking this, you know, stuff about what happened down there in Compton, California, you know, which is in L.A. County. And then keep in mind is that we had stated on a previous podcast, and is that the sheriff's department themselves at the Compton Station had a gang called the Executioners, in which that they were going out murdering unarmed black people. And a lot of these law enforcement officials in L.A. County are gang members themselves. It's because I've been jacked up by them. I've seen tattoos, you know, on them, you know, signifying, you know, their affiliations and what have you. Now, so we're joined from the East Coast by the one and only Brother Isaiah. How you doing, Brother Isaiah?
I'm good, brother. And what happened last time, Brother Shabaka?
What happened? Yeah, man, you know, the algorithms crashed, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm using alternative methods, you know what I mean? Yes, sir, and I deeply apologize that. But we're going to be back on the regular, you know what I'm saying, you know, with the Mile High News as well, too, is because out here on the West Coast, this place is on fire, man. And I'm talking about all of Oregon is covered in smoke, you know, as Brother Ken was saying from Seattle, Washington, you know, it's covered in smoke up there, you know what I mean? And it's bad out here on the West Coast, and then down there in the southern United States, the spirit of our ancestors are speaking as they are wrecking havoc, you know, with that hurricane down there. You see, it's because it was explained to me that the hurricanes originate off the coast of our continent. And then, of course, it comes down there, and it hit those major slave ports, man. You know what I'm saying? So that just goes to show, man, that the spirituality is real.
The hurricane really blows. You know, our ancestors are coming alive.
Sir. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. And then to quote Brother Che, and I'm looking at these Sambo Rambo ass Negroes, you know, up here on this CNN bullshit, you know, up there talking to Trump, talking about how they love America and hate themselves. And then, of course, you know, you got one of these politicians who was the lieutenant governor of Florida, turns out that he's a fuck boy, you know what I mean? It's because you know, with two different men and shit, and he's up there on the tube with his wife talking about, I identify, you know, as bisexual. I mean, man, here you got this pretty ass right here. And you going up there getting fucked in your ass, man, and probably sucking another man's dick, and you, I mean, man, it's sickening. I mean, and it's sickening, and the sad part
Real sister. He cannot handle real sisters, so you are trying to get, you know, bend over and touch his ankles.
yeah, yeah, Damn, you know what I'm saying? And that there is some real sad shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I know I'm going to get a whole lot of hate mail, you know, from Silicon Game Valley and all the old bullshit, but fuck them, you know, because both you men know I would take this shit to their front door, man, and tell them to go fuck themselves, you know, because this is bullshit. You know, because Trump, he's on dope, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck he's on, you know what I mean?
And he's a damn gangster.
Oh, yeah, man, the motherfucker has to be listening to this asinine-ass shit, you know what I mean? And then I saw there on mainstream media is that, you know, some brother was up there talking to him and was pretty much brought up a lot of points, man, where the brother had stated, well, hey, man, you know, we don't feel safe in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And then he said, he was talking about, you know, in reference to Trump, saying, you know, make America great again. And the brother said, well, when was ever this motherfucker was great in regard to black people? You see what I'm saying?
No.
So, you know, you get these kumbaya ass-scratching, chicken-pecking-ass Uncle Tom motherfuckers, you know, that's sitting up there going with their shit, you know, like John Lewis, you know, Good Trouble, going out there getting bashed upside your motherfucking head, and then you going up there when he was in the Congress, when he was alive, sitting on the fucking floor of the U.S. Congress.
You see how they be, like, on the two-faced all the time? They be, like, two-faced.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Brother Che, you know, who has a lot of knowledge, you know, of how the legal system works and how the governmental system works, you know, because, you know, he and I had spoke off in the past, you know, that we need to have a conversation about that black family, and we really do. So, therefore, people, if you're listening to us there, you know, feel free to give us a call at 516-418-5996. Your haters are welcome to call in, too, with your bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
boy.
If y'all want to call
in,
just be
respectful.
Yeah, and we'll sit around here and we'll clown the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Straight the fuck out. Oh, and the show is for those over the age of 18, and
it's
it is uncensored, you know, keep it real, you know. Okay, now, also, too, gentlemen, one thing I want to emphasize on, too, now, I'm going from memory, you know, over the course of my lifetime. They would tell you that the Civil Rights era started about 1956 up to about 1974, but it's very, very important is that it's understood that you did have the Civil Rights era, and you also had the Black Empowerment era. Now, the thing that they want to erase from history is the Black Empowerment era. And this is why when I go through Panther Town, as I stated before, I listen to the wind and I hear the stories of long ago when I go up there to the Defermory Park and remember the sacrifices that these young, brave men and women, you know, did, you see. And then reading of some of Dr. Newton's memoirs, he stated that once you start on this path, you must realize that you are doomed. And one thing about the Black Panther Party, and then also two splinter organizations, you know, that came from there, the BLA and what have you, they did change the course of history. And also, too, black man and woman, we must remember our political prisoners as well, too. You know, these brothers who've been, ancestors who've been in solitary confinement 35, 40 years. And I believe that Common had made a song called A Side Up. And in the lyrics, I remember the brother was saying was that the Queen Mother was in solitary confinement for so long that she damn near forgot how to speak. You see what I mean? And then that there was a lecture that she gave in the mid-1990s in Cuba where she was talking about the mistreatment that she went through. And you could see is that she had went through a lot, and there was a lot of things that she did not care to discuss, but she did, you know, reveal a lot of things of the torture that she went through, the solitary confinement, where she was beaten, where she was hit, where she... was violated with foreign objects, if you catch my drift, you know what I'm saying? So most definitely, you know, we appreciate the Queen Mother being granted a political asylum because, in my opinion, on the research that I've done on her case at the New Jersey Turnpike in 1973, I honestly believe that the Queen Mother is innocent is because they stated that she had shot and killed this police officer, but she herself had stated how could she do that where she had been shot three times herself, one of the rounds catching her in her right arm, and she's right-handed. So quite naturally, of course, you know, they framed her for it. Then I did come across other information that stated that the officer who was killed, his partner, had made a public statement saying that he did lie to the grand jury, okay, on which the Queen Mother was indicted. This sounds like a very, very interesting case, what happened with the Minister of Defense there in Oakland, California in 1967. You see what I mean? And quite naturally, of course, as Dr. Huey P. Newton stated, is that he does not expect the white media to show any positive images of black males. Okay? This is because for some reason, you know, they fear a black male being armed. But as long as you're out there ass scratching, yeah, the boss and killing your own self,
and,
you know,
and
then you're
also
okay.
Feminized.
Oh, yes, sir. And then also, too, you know, and then when I'm in to sit up here to be fuck boys and all this other type of shit right there, they try to normalize this bullshit-ass behavior. You know,
right.
Just like these damn
when I go downtown, I'll be seeing the posters and a black man beat the face of, you know, of the feminization. I'd be like, come on now, ain't no other race that cannot be the face of it. This only us.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, I'm tired of seeing that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, totally, man, and it is bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, in Northern California, you know what I'm saying, I do pretty much spend as much time in Panther Town that I can, because I only go to San Francisco when I have to. And I did do a live feed over there from San Francisco in front of the Salesforce Tower about a couple of weeks. And I think you saw that video too there, Brother Jay. And I was in front of the Salesforce building, and I'm saying, man, here they got this 80-story building standing right on top of one of the major earthquake faults in the state, which is the San Andreas Fault, and it runs right under downtown San Francisco. And then, too, they got a lot of these office spaces, buildings out here that are unoccupied, just like there, too, Brother Che, in a mile-high-income city. But yet, though, you got all these homeless people out here in the street, dying in the street, living in the street. You see what I mean? And then, too, right. Brother Che, I believe you related that they even had a few deaths, man, due to the extreme weather that they have there in Denver, Colorado. It's because Denver, Colorado will be 100 degrees one day, and the very next day it could be a high of 16 with 4 inches of snow on the ground. I live through that. I've experienced
that. Just
that
just happened.
You know what I mean? Because I think Brother Ali, man, you know, had did a live feed, man, had mentioned something about that, you know, as well, too, you see. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, what we got to do as black people is that we got to prepare ourselves so we don't get caught up in the second wave of this shit. You see what I'm saying? It's because they're going to have a second wave. Let's be real about it. They're going to have a second wave, okay? It's because basically what it is, black man, woman, and child, is genocide. They're trying to kill us. They're trying to destroy us. They hate us because they cannot be us. They want our melanin. You see? And our melanin is like
$700. They already know they are dying out. So they're trying to do everything in their power to, you know, trying to, you know, they do everything in their power to get us. They want us dead.
Yes,
they want us. They want us for our organs and stuff, and you know, and they got always researching. That's what that we got our IDs and stuff, our serial numbers and all that bullshit. Like that's crazy.
Yes, sir. And then his brother Chase said, then they put trying to put all this money and shit off into transhumanism. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then I don't know if this was some bullshit that I saw up there on Facebook or not, or if it was Photoshop, but I saw something to the effect where these two dudes, you know, had a child, and they had gave this dude in the crack of his ass, you know, a uterus.
Huh?
He had allegedly conceived a child.
No.
And gave birth to a child through the crack of his ass. Gentlemen.
Out of his ass.
That is 2 + 2 = 5. Now, we know damn well that 2 + 2 = 4. And it's
the
sickening part about
are they trying to make some kind of pills or something? Trying to let males give birth? What the fuck? No.
Yeah, man, it's impossible for a man to give birth. Okay? You see what I'm saying? That is impossible. You see what I'm saying? Totally. You see, it's an insult to our intelligence. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, we shouldn't even be allowing our children to be even exposed to this type of bullshit. Just like SB 145 there in the state of California, they need to recall the goddamn governor of California. They need to recall the goddamn assemblyman, you know, I'm sorry, the state senator from San Francisco, of all places,
right.
You know, who authored that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, this what the fuck is that, man? You're going to sit up here and have a 14-year-old child to go up here to be molested by a 24-year-old and saying that a 14-year-old child can give consent. You know, that is sickening. So quite natural.
They're trying to make it normalized.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. That's Caucasoid trying to normalize their sexual deviant behavior. They've been doing this shit for centuries.
Right.
Yes.
And they are also doing offices. They're also doing the same shit over at other countries too, like
Holland is like one of them, or the Netherlands. It's one of them.
Uh-huh.
I think France and England is one. And then I do recall that there was either a movie and or a book called The Diary of Christine Jurgensen or some shit like that. They're way in the late 60s, early 70s. And this here was, from what I understand, a story about this individual, you know, who was a male. I think he went and got his dick and balls cut off, and he's supposed to be a woman and all this old type of shit. You know, just like that motherfucker, Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner or whatever or some shit like that down there. In Southern California.
Bruce.
You know what I'm saying? And that's some sick shit.
And
nobody likes
it. He's
like
50 or 60 something years old, and he decided to be a crazy woman. I mean, he decided to be a woman.
Now keep in mind, gentlemen, is that this dude was a damn gold medal winner. Yeah, and the dude was a gold medal winner of the decathlon, man, in the 1976 Olympics. Now, I lived through that. I remember that. Then all of a sudden, man, this dude is coming up there talking about he wants to, you know, spend his life as a woman and all that old type of shit. Man, now how the fuck you going to normalize that
shit? Chris,
calling yourself
Chris
a woman with a goddamn 5 o'clock.
Oh, the Kardashians and the Kardashians have their men. Have their men mentally ill.
Yeah, look at Kanye West.
He shouldn't name him oil. He's a big old oil West right now.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm looking at all this stupid ass shit, man, that they got going on right now, man, you know. And then these fools is talking about that if Trump ain't reelected, they're going to have all kind of shit in the street. My recommendation, ladies and gentlemen, get to the pistol range, lock and load. You know what I'm saying? Okay, because I do know, Jess, in Colorado,
and
they do allow open carry, right?
I want to know what this is.
Outside of outside of Denver and Boulder, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but in the city limits of Denver, you can't open carry.
No, you gotta have concealed carry.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
Okay. Now in the state of California, you can't be possessing a gun, period. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why these bastards did this here under the Mulfer Act in January of 1968, when that law took effect, is because the Black Panther Party, you know, they were very, very adamant, you know, about their Second Amendment rights, you see. And as we all know that Dr. Newton, you know, he was a law student over there at San Francisco State University, and he was coming into the community. He was educating the people about their rights to defend themselves. And as Dr. Newton had stated, you know, that the police are in a black community. They are there to brutalize us. They're there to contain us. And
they want to carry their gun. Like I showed the paperwork.
Right, no, but
can't carry their gun.
Right, but in California, the only motherfuckers who they'll get issue CCW permits to are judges, off-duty cops, and bodyguards for the celebrities. You see, but you and I, they got a rubber stamp to deny it. You see what I'm saying? So, like what happened down there in Compton, California, you know, they got the YASA bosses over here on the tube, you know, the politicians there, and Congresswoman Bass, who's the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, is sitting up here stating, oh, no, well, you know, that was real wrong of what they did and all that. And the damn Los Angeles County Sheriff's, right along with the murderous Los Angeles Police Department, are notorious and are very, very well known for their brutalization of black people. You see what I mean? Okay, so then what happened with Ms. Taylor down in Louisville, okay, you know, they got a civil lawsuit that the family won. But what it is that money should not be coming from the city of Louisville's taxpayers' coffers. That money should be coming from the son of a bitch that murdered her, seized his goddamn house,
and
seized his
crazy
motherfucking
son of a,
the same and goddamn
a,
thing that
the
they need to do with them sons of bitches
in jail.
Who conspired. Yes, sir. And every last one of those pigs that went up there and broke into that woman's house, you know, and shot that woman naked in her bed, naked in her bed, naked in her bed, okay, she'd be facing murder in the first degree, and the motherfuckers do deserve the goddamn death penalty is for the simple fact they conspired with this shit, they knew that they didn't have the proper paperwork.
And they didn't have
warrant
to two. They didn't have no the goddamn search warrant. They just bust in our house.
Yes, sir. And then keep in mind that the goddamn judge who signed that motherfucking warrant, his ass needs to be hauled up there as a goddamn co-conspirator of murder in the first degree. You see what I mean?
Right.
Now, am I right there on that there, brother? Is that for them? Yes, sir.
Yeah. It was my understanding that that neighborhood where Breonna Taylor lives was undergoing rapid gentrification, and they wanted her out, so that was their way of getting her out.
Wow.
So they decided just to pretty much, you know, to kill the system. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And we're supposed to sit up there, you know, and say, yas and vibes, that's okay, boss, you the boss, and all that old type of bullshit, these sample ramble-ass goddamn politicians with this shit. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers need to be held accountable as well.
Right.
You see? I mean, you know, how in the hell are you going to sit up there and you got this juice here, you know, just like come Mala Harris, you know what I'm saying? Okay, who's the
Obama
Kamala
Harris.
Up, Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then keep in mind, like I stated before in the previous podcast, her ass is welcome to call in here as well, too. And if you out there, Senator Harris, please call in at 516-418-5996. Press 1 to speak live on the air. We'll be more than happy to do grill your ass.
No!
Yeah, you see, and then keep in mind is that she was the attorney general or the district attorney when Mario Woods was killed, when Ezell Ford was killed in Los Angeles by the LAPD.
He didn't do anything about it. He just sat up there, just took it, and she didn't do nothing about it.
Well, exactly. Now, let me ask you this. Yeah, oh, yes, sir. And then, and thank you, Brother Che, for reminding me, is because when I do return to Panthertown, I will be going to the Fruitvale BART station. I will be doing a live feed from there, from the actual platform of where Mr. Grant was murdered or where he was executed. Now, from what I understand, this son of a bitch by the name of Johannes Mercerly, I believe what it was, his name, some Dutch name or some shit like that, okay, stated that Mr. Grant was involved in a brawl on the BART train, which is the Bay Area Rapid Transit that was coming from San Francisco going into Oakland on New Year's Day 2009. Okay, Mr. Grant was pulled from the train. He was handcuffed and he was laid down on the ground. Okay. Mercerly, you know, his executioner, shot Mr. Grant in the back with a 9mm round, okay, and Mr. Grant, I believe, was hospitalized for a couple of days, and then he had passed away. But Mercerly had stated is that he thought he was reaching, quote-unquote, thought that he was reaching for his taser. Now, look, let's be real, people. If you go to the police academy or law enforcement academy,
they handcuffed the brother, so how can he reach for the taser? His hands was handcuffed.
Some
conspiracy. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And then he goes up there, shoots the man, makes the statement, I thought I was reaching for my taser. And then keep in mind, people, is that people had recorded this event with their cell phones and what have you. And then from what I understand is that the BART police, which is the Bay Area Rapid Transit Police, okay, had went and confiscated everybody's cell phone cameras because they didn't want no evidence against Johannes Mercerly and what have you, okay? Now, at the time, Mrs. Harris or Kamala Harris at the time, I do believe in her position, she did have the power to pick that case up. You see what I'm saying? And that she could have went up there and stated, this is bullshit, you know what I mean? And then, you know, prosecute this son of a bitch for murder in the first degree is because it was special circumstance, okay? It's because you had the man bound. He was handcuffed.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, he was bound. So that's a special circumstance. Just like what these no-good motherfuckers did down there to Mr. Ezell Ford in the Newton Division of the Los Angeles Police Department. Mr. Ford, from what I understand, you know, that he had was suffering from some mental issues. They had him laid down on the ground, and then one cop tells his partner, "Well, go ahead and put four bullets in him," and his partner went ahead and put four bullets in him. That was an execution.
Man.
Okay, so therefore, so where was Mrs. Harris
really fucking
on this? Yeah, exactly.
Fucking,
you see, it's sickening. Okay, and then of course too. Let me see some other California cases. Oh, and then of course Mr. Mario Woods, who was shot, you know, 25 times by the San Francisco Police Department. You see what I'm saying? Now, where was the good Senator Harris, you know, on this one right here? Is because she used to be the district attorney of San Francisco County. And then when you look at that video of where Mario Woods was murdered, you can see that those cops went off in a half circle. So they would not be in each other's range of fire, okay? So they knew that they were going to shoot and kill this man about, say, 7 or 8 seconds before it happened. Somebody fired the first shot. The others went there and followed suit, and this man was shot over 25 times. And from what I understand is that Mr. Woods did not weigh no more than 147 pounds, and I believe the brother was 5 feet 7, and then these San Francisco cops, you know, they were built like heavyweight contenders, you know, from 6 feet and taller, weighing anywhere from 175 pounds to 225. And you mean to tell me that five motherfuckers with these height and weight dimensions cannot go up here and just handle this one individual right here and take him to jail? You know, and they probably would have whooped his ass when they got him down there to the station, which is standard operating procedure with these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But you went there and you publicly executed that man. The same thing what they did with Mike Brown in Missouri. You publicly executed him, and then you left his remains out there uncovered for about 4.5 hours to make an example out of him, you know, sending a message to the rest of the black community. And then we look at 12-year-old Tamir Rice.
Right. And a Freddie Gray.
And then, yes, sir. And then in your neck of the woods there, too, Brother Isaiah, you know, with Freddie Gray. And then also, too, Brother Che, in your neck of the woods, I remember when the case of Paul Childs had went down.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The 15-year-old that was shot and killed by the Denver Police Department, and I did meet his mother, you know, when I was in Denver, because she had on a shirt saying Paul Childs. I says, oh, did you go to the protest, you know, for Paul Childs? She says, well, of course I did. He was my son, and I just did not know what to say. You know what I mean? I just did not know what to say. You know, mother just lost her child, you know, like that. But I admired the strength that I saw in his mother, you know, to keep going on. And then from what I understand is that the Denver pig that shot him was familiar with Mr. Childs, you know, in previous encounters with him, but at this time he just decided to shoot and kill him. Now, also too, gentlemen, now let's look at the brother from Somalia who was either in New York State, no, I'm sorry, in Minnesota, that shot and killed an unarmed white woman. The motherfucker's doing 25 years to life. See?
Wow.
Yeah, see? Now, let's look at this bastard that went and murdered Philando Castile. He got off. You know what I'm saying? Geronimo Yenes, you know, who's a fucking coward. You see what I'm saying? He's a fucking coward. And what I mean by that is that from what I understand, that there was an open carry state or you were allowed CCW to carry a CCW, you know, if you got your permits. Now, my question is, when Mr. Castile had made the statement, yes, I am, you know, licensed to concealed carry, why didn't a pig ask him to step out the car, tell him to put his hands on top of his head, place him in handcuffs softly, meaning you're just putting the bracelets on, you're not squeezing the bracelets to cut off his circulation. Then just simply ask him, okay, man, where's your firearm? Okay, remove the firearm, drop the clip,
right,
clear the chamber, put a pin down there, you know, to keep the chamber open, and then just leave it there. And then issue him the citation or whatever, and then, of course, return his ammunition and his weapon to him separated, you see what I'm saying, and let the man go on about his business. Now, the motherfucker didn't do that. It's because he wanted to commit murder. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what happened in 19. This is something. Then this is something similar that happened to Dr. Newton in his case in 1967, where the Oakland police officer John Fry was shot and killed. Okay, because Dr. Newton himself was shot. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to blame, you know, the murder on Huey Newton. And this is, of course, that I did post it up on my wall, the file footage from the Alameda County Courthouse with the Free Huey campaign. And I believe that the protests had went there the whole time of his three trials from 1968 to 1970. And then I believe that he went through two mistrials. And on the third time, I think the judge threw the case up out of court, you see what I mean? But, however, you know, we respect Dr. Newton, although he had some personal issues in his life, but I'm not taking away for his contribution to our history.
Right.
Him and Mr. Seal, they went out there, they educated the people about themselves, about their right to bear firearms. He also educated that the people had a right, you know, to defend themselves, is because it started off as the Black Panther Party for self-defense. You see what I mean? Okay, so, and we all are very familiar with the 10-point program, you know, for better education, for better housing, for decent human beings, also, too, you know, for feeding the children and whatnot. And then point number 7, we want an immediate end to police brutality. And I do know that around Oakland on San Pablo is that they got a series of murals that are going throughout Panthertown of putting up the 10 points, is because I did see, you know, one mural where they were talking about they want decent housing fit for human beings. Also, too, they did put up another mural that I've taken, and you've seen them up on my wall, Brother Che, I'm sure, of, you know, where they had wanted, you know, immediate end of, to police brutality, you know, point number 7, you see. And then, and like I say, Black family, if you ever can get a chance to visit Oakland, California, and if you are conscious and love your people, you got to visit the place. Go down Telegraph Avenue. Go down San Pablo. You see what I mean? Go down Martin Luther King Jr. Street, which used to be called Grove Street. You see what I mean? And Dr. Newton in his memoirs did mention about that Grove Street, you know, was one of the areas that they used to patrol. You see? And then... he did state it in his memoirs. It's mighty funny about how the police killings went down sharply when they started those patrols. So then quite naturally, of course, J. Edgar Hoover, who was the director of the FBI, from what I understand, he was an undercover faggot his damn self. And yes, I did say the word faggot, okay. Getting fucked up in his ass by Clyde Tolson, who was his number 2 man. And he declared the Black Panther Party public enemy number 1. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's because J. Edgar Hoover had stated, even at the birth of the Civil Rights Movement in 1955, with his illegal counterintelligence program, that stated that the organization of Negroes, period, the organization of Negroes, was a threat to the national security of the United States. Right then and there, they should have had some law enforcement officials go in there and arrest his motherfucking ass. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, and for all our listeners, and this show is uncensored, it is for those 18 years of age and over, okay? But you see, so that there was a crime within itself. So this here goes to show is that the crackers does not even believe in that hypocritical document called the Constitution of the United States. I doubt it seriously if they believed in that bullshit when they wrote the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, here you raping, slave trading pedophiles is up here writing about we the people, all men are created equal, but yet though, you're owning human beings, you're raping Black women, you're raping Black girls, and you're looking at them as your property. You see what I mean?
Don't forget about the Black boys and Black men too. You know, buck breaking on the buck breaking.
Oh, yes, sir. The buck breaking. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The buck breaking. You see what I'm saying? And they would always make it a point to buck break the Black male in the presence of his mother, his sister,
his wife,
daughter, and particularly his son. You see what I mean? Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, here's a slave, you know, big as built as a football player, but he had no mind in their viewpoint, you see, because another reason, as we all know, they did not want the slave to read, because once he learned how to read, he starts reasoning. And then when he starts reasoning and thinking, he starts realizing his condition.
The only thing that
any man would do is the next thing to come about is resistance and rebellion. You see? So therefore, so when we do have these Sambo Rambo Negro ass leaders, you know, like John Lewis and what have you, talking about good trouble, man, you got busted upside your motherfucking head and all that old type of shit. And then just like as an older sister has stated to me at the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party, when me and Mad Dr. D started our podcast of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced, I was at the 50th anniversary, and you seen the video that I made there, Brother Che, and, you know, and the older sister came up, you know, leather piece, you know, gray fro, trimmed nice, neat, and proud, and I says, hey, sister, I just started, you know, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. She says, oh, that's nice, but I says, well, ma'am, I feel like, you know, I'm under observation and all that, and you know what the sister says to me, gentlemen? She says, young brother, I got a question for you. And I says, what's that, man? She says, are you going to die on your feet or live on your knees? I've lived with it for 50 years. And turned around and walked away. And turned around and walked away. You know? And then I did meet some of the brothers out of the L.A. chapter who did put up an eight-hour gunfight against the Los Angeles Police Department in 1967. And then to find out those brothers were acquitted on all charges is because their rights were being violated by the murderous Los Angeles Police Department. And they were acquitted. And guess who was the name of the attorney that represented them in court?
Carmella.
No. His name was Johnny Cochran.
Oh,
and Johnny Cochran, yes, sir, and the same cat that defended OJ. And Johnny Cochran, early in his career, you know, he did handled a lot of cases for black people in the city of Los Angeles in the late 1960s and early 70s pro bono. You know, right after he got his law degree, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, he had handled, you know, quite a few other cases of questionable shootings. And then I do remember a case down in Los Angeles where a 58-year-old homeless woman who was drunk that weighed no more than 120 pounds was shot and killed by a Los Angeles police officer who was 6'2", in his late 20s, tipped the scale at 238, talking about he was in fear of his life.
Oh, come on.
That's an insult to our intelligence.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying? Just like this bullshit that happened with Breonna Taylor. Haul every last one of them motherfuckers in jail, charge them with murder one, instead of the city of Louisville's taxpayers paying, you know, off the settlement, you go get the motherfuckers' houses, you go get their goddamn bank accounts, you go get the motherfuckers' pensions, and throw them sons of bitches up under the goddamn jail. You see what I mean?
Right.
I mean, why the fuck should the taxpayers be liable to get stuck with a bill over these murdering ass motherfuckers? You see, there's no accountability right there.
Right.
See?
And also still get them a raise for it. Like, oh, you did a good job. Here's 20%. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. And then also, too, Brother Che, I am still in the process of getting information up out of Los Angeles, man, about what happened recently there, you know, in Compton, you know, for the next time we do the correspondent show, you know, on Mile High News. So that's my next project on that one right there. Then also, too, the history of the Los Angeles Police Department, you know, is notorious in its treatment of black people. Now, for those critics who say, well, you know, you Negroes talking about the police killing you guys. Now, what about black-on-black crime? What about black-on-black crime? Okay, you brain-dead motherfuckers, here you go. First of all, you have to keep in mind as that this shit of self-hatred of black men killing each other, black women hating black men hating black women, just came off your plantation system.
Right.
Okay? This here came up off your plantation system. Okay.
Right.
Number one, it was because then this is why they made it a point.
To the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then keep in mind, after slavery, then you had the Jim Crow era, that of the Ku Klux Klan and what have you. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
The black codes and stuff like that, then segregation and things of this nature right here. And one of the things that really pisses me off, as you say, Brother Terry, about these Sambo, Rambo-ass Negroes, oh, no, we got to sit up here and love everybody. I don't see you, color. But, motherfucker, don't you realize that color sees all the black
only,
asses?
Right. And not only that, we do have, like, Sambo and coon leaders. We also got these black ass Christians always going up to church. Say we had to forgive our enemies for hurting us and do all that. Like, come on, no, there ain't no more forgiveness. Time to get even.
Yes, sir. And also, too, Brother Che, I got to ask you a question, sir. That dude that they called the Joker there that went and shot up their Aurora movie theater there, man, did the state of Colorado give him the death penalty, or did they just give him life imprisonment? Brother Che.
Brother Che. And his phone dropped.
Okay, Brother Che, you still there with us? Okay, let's see here. Okay, all right, maybe Brother Che's call dropped. Okay, so hopefully, you know, he'll call back in if he did. Yeah, but from what I understand, you know, they didn't give that guy, you know, the death penalty. You know what I'm saying? I think they probably gave him life without. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think they did. I think they gave him life without. And then, of course, too, you know, we do know about John Lee Cowell. You know, he was the one that murdered Little Neil at the MacArthur BART station, who was helping a woman, you know, take a child, you know, off of the BART train. And then a white boy comes up there, you know, slices her throat.
They don't pick him up until
2 days later. And from what I understand, in California, he got life without parole, although the son of a bitch deserved the damn death penalty. You see what I mean?
Why they keep keeping them alive? Can they just put them on the chair so they can execute them? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, see, what they got in California for you is the gas chamber. You know, up there at San Quentin. You know what I mean? And then when that case went down right there, and I believe Senator Harris could have intervened on that. You know, with her being a U.S. senator, and I don't know, or maybe she was the attorney general at the time, you know, as well, too, you see. So, you know, so much for, you know, come a la Harris, you know what I'm saying? It's because we all do know it is public, public record is that she was having an illicit affair with Willie Brown, you know, who was a married man, you know, at the time, you know, to boost her career.
Really?
San Francisco. Yeah. Willie Brown was fucking her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he was fucking her. He was a married man and what have you. So that makes her an adulteress. So much for his character as well too, and her character.
Right.
And then I even had came across some information allegedly that Mrs. Harris had even advocated to legalize prostitution.
What?
Yeah. So yeah. So you know. So what does that tell you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So therefore, you know,
you got Sleepy Joe Biden. We cannot trust these politicians, man.
And no, sir, they're not to be trusted. You know what I'm saying? You know, and
right.
Not in the least. You see? And then on top of it too, you got Sleepy. Yeah, and then you got Sleepy Joe Biden up there, and then turned back the hands of time to 1994, where he endorsed that federal crime bill that led to mass incarceration during the Clinton administration that put so many of our people, you know, in the state penitentiaries throughout the nation. Yeah, say, you know, with the crack epidemic. You see what I mean? And, you know, these motherfuckers don't want to be held. accountable, but yet, though, they want us to go out and vote for them. You see what I mean? Donald Trump, you know, he has issues himself. You know, he likes to get his ass beat by Stormy Daniels with magazines and all of that. Then the quote-unquote current first lady, you know, of the United States, his wife, you know, she's a former quote-unquote adult film star. So, you know, that's about.
She also was a former playmate, too. She was a former playmate also.
You see? Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, you know, when they want to sit up there and normalize this shit right here, you know, with these individuals, you know, violating children and all that, Jeffrey Epstein and all that old type of shit, Harvey Weinstein and all that old type of crap, you know, that's going on down there. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's just straight out bullshit.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it really is. You know, it's straight out bullshit. And then they want us to sit up here, be so forgiving. You know, they want us to sit up here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we don't remember nothing.
We're gonna get through this. Like, come on now, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, right. And all this old type of shit. You know. And then the cold part about it is that, you know, with this COVID shit, you know, they want us to be the first ones to go take
this
damn vaccine.
Damn COVID. Right.
Yeah, exactly. You see, you know, and they want us to be the first ones to go out here and take this shit and be used for guinea pigs and things of that nature right there.
Right.
You see what I mean?
No.
Out there, you know, it's just dumb. Yeah.
Right. And they
no, I'm not taking that shit. Yeah, exactly. You know, let Bill Gates be the first motherfucker to take it. He's the one advocating this bullshit, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So,
He should be the first in line.
You know, he should be the first one, you know, man, you know, to show us how it's done, set the example, you know, go inject yourself with this bullshit, you know, and then on top of it, too, it is theorized, and I have reason to believe that the RFID chip that they want to put off in everybody will come via vaccine. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. And then from what I understand of research that I've done is that they were stating that this vaccine is containing shit like formaldehyde, AIDS, and stuff of this nature right here.
Oh, yeah.
And they got these damn celebrities coming out here. Yeah, and then they got these celebrities out here. Oh, yeah, go get tested. Go get the flu shot. Man, fuck you and your flu shot.
Right,
you know,
hell no.
It's because because the information that I've came across,
I'm not sick, and I don't have the COVID, so I'm not taking no shots. So I'm feel free.
I'm not taking none of that bullshit.
Right,
and I don't advocate, you know, that anybody else take that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yep.
And it's just downright insane. And then on top of this right here, too, ladies and gentlemen, what we got to do is Brother Che has stated, okay, and as Mile High News has stated, and that Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced has stated, is that we need some fucking tangibles and cut the goddamn check. You know what I'm saying? Straight the fuck out. Cut the damn check. You know, and then, you know, and I believe, Brother Che, I believe that it's $100 trillion that they need to for the reparations package. And then in addition to is that we need to acquire the four factors of production, which is land, labor, capital, and risk management. So therefore, we got to keep our children out of these public indoctrination centers. It's because the only thing that they're going to be taught and educated to do is to go out here and work for somebody. And it's very, very interesting when you see the majority of black college students, well, I'm going to get my degree, you know, so I can go get a good job, as opposed to saying, well, I'm going to go get educated to make myself self-sufficient.
Right.
You see,
if you still, get like a degree or the diploma, and they still not gonna hire you because of the color of your skin, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this is the more reason why we must become self-sufficient. Well, we got to become innovators, and we got to become producers instead of consumers. And once we become producers, you see what I'm saying, and not consumers, then a whole lot of these other motherfuckers is going to start come tumbling down. Silicon Valley will be one of them. You know, and then another thing too, ladies and gentlemen, with all these fucking apps that they want to put on your damn phone, be careful of that shit, that spy shit. You see what I'm saying? And you know me, brother Isaiah, you seen my live feed, I'll go right there to fucking Facebook's front door and cuss the motherfuckers out. You seen me go up there in front of the Tweety Bird and tell them, fuck you. See what I'm saying? And I would go to San Bruno, California. And I would tell the same damn thing to you too. You see what I'm saying? I would go down there, man, and tell all them no good motherfuckers down there, man, in Santa Clara County that they ain't shit.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
You motherfuckers is up here getting fatter and fatter.
Are them
companies
up there and they ain't on my high, no, my brother or sister or them, million-dollar corporation.
Exactly.
They're not going to hire every single one of them. That's crazy.
Yes, sir.
So that's me.
And then phone
we got to start, you know, doing it for ourselves right now. We cannot depend on other
people.
No more handouts.
Right.
We got to pick up our own hands.
Yes, sir. And then as Brother Chase say, all these other groups, you know, can go out there and hold their own nuts. You know what I'm saying? They can do that. They got to go hold their own fucking nuts. You see what I mean? It's because, you know, we built this motherfucking country. Everybody prospered,
right,
you know, off of our labor, off of our brutalization, off of our sweat, off of our blood, off of the injustices to us. And they want us to go up there and sing, "We shall
overcome." No more of that.
You know? See?
Yep.
And then even
no more,
Dr.
No more
Martin
turning
Luther
the,
King.
Right. No more turning
Mother
the, Chief. Other cheek. Right.
Yes, sir. And then Dr. King had even stated himself toward the end of his life, where he had stated that he had made a mistake and led our people into a burning house with integration. You see what I'm saying? So, and it's only obvious that we become self-sufficient. You see, that's obvious, you see, that we become self-sufficient. It's because this is all what these other groups are doing. You know, let them go out there and hold their own nuts. Let them do whatever for themselves. And then keep in mind, all these other groups, you know, had benefited off of us, you know, going out there, getting bashed in the head, doing the civil rights era. You see what I'm saying? And who's the main people that you see on the side of the fucking freeway running up and down there panhandling? Black men. I mean, man, in the city of Oakland, we make up less than 13% of the population in the city of Oakland, but we make up more than 50%, you know, of the homeless population there. And then keep up is that the main ones that I see in the streets of Oakland running up and down the damn freeway, you see what I'm saying, sitting out there holding signs of talking about a little change, or black men, young black men. And then the sad part about it is I saw a Negro up there one day with his Sambo Ramble holding a sign up saying that says, "Fuck Trump," but he's yelling out white power. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the Negro is yelling out white power.
So he got all the shit ass backwards.
totally. He's got it thoroughly fucked up. You see what I'm saying? You know, very, very sad sights. And then over there,
he probably also
wound
that flag too. Probably wound that. Go ahead, Bob.
And then through what they're doing with the gentrification, you know, over there in West Oakland, you got a lot of whites that are moving back into the community, buying homes. You see what I'm saying? You know, refurbishing them and then upping the price up on them. You see?
Right.
Gentrification
ain't no joke. Yeah, but they're trying to
get us
up out of here. They're trying to get up.
It's a form of genocide. It's a form of genocide. They want us dead. You know, they want black men either incarcerated, effeminized, or dead.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then it's even to the point that I'm seeing across the...
You know,
And then I'm seeing it where the new norm now is that black women want to go up here and be with these white boys. You see what I mean? And then you even got some black women that despise and hate black men, but however, that's just it goes to show that they despise and hate themselves. Now, there was one individual who's very, very disrespectful that called into our show talking about he wants to hate on black women and all this old type of shit. You know who that is, you know. And I told dude, you know, he can't come up here with that bullshit. It's because see what Shabaka's Black Experience and Answers is about is reunifying the black family unit, which is the black man, woman, and child.
That's the Holy Trinity. And he got an initial call up here and trying to say all kinds of names to our sisters. And so I'd be like, yo, like please call them all.
But he's only regurgitating, not calling back here again too. But he's only regurgitating, you know, what he's hearing from a dude there out of Florida. You know what I'm saying? And Brother Jay, you still with us, sir?
Brother Jay?
Yeah, Brother Jay. He must be having some type of problems. Okay, but he's welcome, you know, to chime back in, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, and I do apologize to our listeners earlier this evening, you know, when the algorithms fell apart, you know, on our first podcast this evening. Yeah, do you see what I mean? You know, and so then, too, is that another thing, too, black family, that we have to do is that, you know, we got to start treating each other, you know, like off in a family way and things of that nature right there, you know, and reach out to one another, you know what I'm saying? And if we have disagreements, you know, amongst ourselves, at least let us disagree agreeably. You see what I mean? You know.
No more of that hoorah, hoorah, of that arguing and shit, all that debating. Yeah, if you want to disagree something, let's just do it real, you know,
agreeably, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you see, yeah, let's disagree agreeably. You see what I'm saying? It's because they always want to propagate, you know, us hating ourselves and things of that nature right there and whatnot. And then also, too, but they want us, you know, to sit up here and, you know, hate ourselves and go out there, you know, and love everybody else, you know.
But our own, right?
It's just downright insane, you know. It really is. And then on top of that, there's well, too, they're talking about, you know, well, black people went out here, you know, for the right to vote and all this stuff. Black people died for the right to vote and all this old type of stuff. But
no,
what are any of these damn politicians
doing
that
for died for? We were forced to vote.
And it's just downright insane. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to us over the internet, you know what I'm saying, please give us a call and join in the conversation here as we're in our last 20 minutes at 516-418-5996. You know, we do most definitely apologize, you know, to the ending of part one of this episode. Earlier this evening, with the technical difficulties. Yeah, you say, you know, and so, but however, you know, they do monitor our algorithms and things of that nature right there and whatnot, you see. So, you know, but it is what it is, you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's because they want to censor us real good, and definitely check out melanatedpeople.net, is because I'm pretty much going to be doing a lot of postings over there, because over here on Facebook, you know, my posts are going to be extremely limited. It's because due to Facebook censorship and also, too, what they're doing that I've discovered,
like, oh
because
God,
I had a lot of... But what they're doing is that they're limiting the people. No, but what they're doing, Brother Isaiah, that they're limiting your access to the people on your friends list. You see what I'm saying? So it was to where it's normally that you would make a post and everybody on your friends list would see it. With us, man, only about one quarter of your friends are seeing it. You see what I'm saying? And then and I see other people, you know, that I have on my friends list of who, you know, that they are limiting, you know, they post as well, too. So it's kind of like that any black people are up here talking about defending themselves, exercising their Second Amendment rights, or doing for themselves, you know, Facebook don't want you to have that up there. But as soon as you talking about and advocating men going around in dresses and all this other type of shit, you know,
and
black women going
and
out there twerking.
Each other, self-hating. Yeah, they'd be like, oh, you can post that one there. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? No.
Exactly. You see, but as soon as we get out here, man, and talk about, man, you know, what can we do positively for ourselves to become self-sufficient, and then they'll generally send some fucking troll, man, you know, probably with a fake-ass
black Facebook account.
Why you guys feel that way and all this other type of shit? You shouldn't see nobody's color, their skin, and things of this nature right here. It's because a lot of our youth have been dumbed down. And this is why I will always advocate, you know, for the homeschooling. You see what I mean?
Yep.
And for our people, you know, for our young people and for our children to be raised and taught by, you know, ourselves. And as Brother Malcolm had stated, that only a fool will send his child to his oppressor to be educated. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And then on top of it, too, you get these other damn fools out here that are talking about, well, you see, man, I don't see color. And I forgot the name of the football player. Down in Florida a few years ago, his brother was murdered, you know, by white folks. And he was up you know, on the TV crying, which is understandable because, you know, he had just lost his brother, you know, their mother just lost a child. But I will never forget what he was saying while he was crying. Well, we were taught not to see color. You see?
My heart was broken.
And the reason why my heart was broken on that is because you could sit up there and say, we don't see color all you want to, or I don't see color all I want to, which you could best believe color sees all black ass.
It's up like this. Right. I'm tired of hearing this.
Yes, sir. You know? Yeah, most definitely, like with Freddie Gray. And then also, too, in the case of Freddie Gray, that black woman sergeant of the Baltimore Police Department and that other black officer, them sons of bitches should have been hit with special circumstance death in Mr. Gray's cases because they could have looked out for the brother. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, these police are so brutal. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, and then the part that killed me, Brother Isaiah, now riddle me this, man, this is in your neck of the woods. Okay, when they had the protesters out there in Baltimore in regard to the Freddie Gray situation, didn't they have, like, a string of Negroes up there, man, who were standing between the police and the rioters, and they are saying go back home and all this old type of shit. But I do remember that I did see a video with my man PK Boom up there. And I would love to have him on the show because Brother TK, he was out there doing some activism, you know, in the black community of Baltimore. And one of these house Negroes that came through there with that Sambo Rambo shit, and PK just went on and told him, look, man, check this out, man. Why don't you get the fuck about the neighborhood with that bullshit, man?
Yep.
It's because you sent by
I think
the mayor was sharing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and didn't they have a mayor there by the name of Sharon Pratt Rawlins, I believe?
I believe so, yeah.
The mayor of Baltimore? Yeah, okay. And then he was sent out there by there, and he was out there with some kumbaya shit, and Brother PK went up there and stepped on him. He says, look, man, you better get the fuck up out of here, man, because we can't guarantee your safety, man, because this is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, and
right.
Get the fuck up out of there with that shit, with that kumbaya-ass shit. You see what I mean? So what we have to do, black family, it's going to take a while, but we got to change this mindset,
right.
You see,
exactly.
You know, of instead of being subservient.
Long process.
Yeah, that we, yes, sir. And we got to change the mindset to become self-sufficient and to defend our motherfucking selves. You see what I'm saying? And that's real. You see what I'm saying? Straight out. I mean, it's very, very interesting that you do not have to teach a dog, a cat, or any other life forms in the animal kingdom to protect their young.
Right.
That there is a natural instinct. Same thing
yep.
you see with white
I'm
America. Natural. They're taking their youth, taking them out there on the pistol range, teaching them survival skills out there. But what do you see black youth doing? Sitting up here with this rumble jumbo rap, you know, kill a motherfucker, shoot a motherfucker, nigga this, nigga, 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 baby, baby. With that mumble mouth ramble
but
ass
they,
shit.
With that crazy nursery rhyme, they cannot understand what they be saying.
Yeah, and all that bullshit. But every other word I'm
right.
hearing, man, starts with the letter N. You see
right.
what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and what's up with that? You see? You know. And then I saw one of these cats, man, that came up there with a video where he was on some show. And then when he get up there, and the first thing he says, well, you see, the problem is that niggas click, got him off my motherfucking laptop. I wasn't interested in a goddamn thing that he was saying, you know,
right.
as soon as he came up there with that, because it's bullshit and it's self-hatred.
Yeah,
you see what
yeah.
I'm saying? It's what it is.
Right.
It's self-hatred. It's ingrained in us so much to hate ourselves, to attack ourselves.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Yeah.
But not
yeah,
to
oppress. I don't listen to
but the way how
music.
We can beat up. Oh, yeah. And then keep in mind, is that when these cats go out down there to Los Angeles, California, they get fucked out of their money, you know what I'm saying, which a lot of them
yeah.
did. But then
right.
you had those like Ice Cube that kept his money, Jay-Z kept his money, DL.
Jay-Z, it's another show out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a, but even still, though, yeah. But they still kept their wealth. They not out there broke out on their ass. Now, what them cats need to do, they kept their
right.
money. And like
right.
Tyler Perry, they need to reinvest it back off into the black
oh,
community.
Boy.
Before they get up there and say, oh, well, man, I made this money, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody help me this, that, there, the other. But I find it very, very interesting that these other groups of people, when they come out, and make their money,
mm-hmm.
they reinvest back off into their community. You see what I'm
right.
saying? They reinvest
and
back
not
off
the,
into their
black,
race.
And not the yeah, on the and not the black celebrities. All that much
yeah,
money
right.
they be making, someday
yeah,
never.
Steve Harvey.
They never go out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He never.
Yeah. Look
out.
At Steve Harvey. Yeah, you see, and then also, too, I had made a video many years ago, about 6 years ago, called The Resurrection of the Mental Dead, you know what I'm saying? I think what I'm going to do is put that video back up out there, and I think I made a
right.
damn thing, man, about a few years back, you know, but that's
yep.
exactly what we need, is Resurrection of the Mental Dead.
Yep.
Okay,
and
so we're going to start our closing comments. Okay, We're going to start our closing comments, okay? Brother Che, are you there? Can you hear us, sir?
Brother Che?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Brother Che. Yeah, but I thought we had lost you for a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? So what is your... So what is your input on this here, you know, of what we were saying here, man, for the last few minutes, man, you know, into reinvesting in ourselves. Also, too, definitely, you know, these other groups got to hold their own nuts, is because what we're about is cutting the goddamn check, man, you know, tangibles 2020, 2024, 2028, 2032, all the fuck the way till we get the $100 trillion to reinvest off into to ourselves.
My thoughts is donate to Unity Community.
Yes.
We're going to have Unity Community in numerous states. So be on the lookout. Coming to a...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir. So I'll be making...
You got to do yourself.
Yep. Yes, sir. Man, I'm going to be making, you know, a donation to Unity Community as well, too, in the very, very near future, you know, because I'm trying to keep this upswing going on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do all that, you know, that I can. And also, too, I'm going to keep spreading the word out there for Unity Community as well, too, you know. Okay, Brother Isaiah, what's your closing comments and statements, sir?
Well, 2020, next year will be 2021. So we got to start coming together in a time like this. We got to, you know, reach out. We got to unify. Like we had to do
it. Yes,
we got to come together in a time like this, because this pandemic ain't going nowhere. And also racism ain't going nowhere. So we need to get on board. Yeah, we need to come back and we need to get on board. We need to teach our young youth to love ourselves, not to hate it, not to bash at each other, not to hate ourselves. Like, come on, like,
yes,
you know, we got to get together. Like, it's time to start doing stuff. No more talking. Time to stand up, fess up, fight back, and do whatever you need. To protect ourselves.
Absolutely.
Because we right here in the state of mind crisis. We in right now. Time for stand up. Come on, Black family, let's do it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Brother Isaiah. And then in my closing salutation tonight. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and like I said, and we do apologize if our part one of this episode, you know, had ended abruptly, and this is part two, but in my closing comments is this. One, this coronavirus, Black family, we got to protect ourselves, you know what I mean, and let them other groups deal with themselves and what have you, let them hold their own nuts. Also, two, do not take that fucking vaccine, okay? That shit has got formaldehyde in it. Bleach in it, AIDS, all this other type of shit. And if you can avoid it, fuck the flu shot, because that is going to be that experimental shit as well, too. So definitely keep your hands clean, keep your ears clean, keep your nose clean, keep your hygienics up, wash your ass, wash your clothes. You see what I'm saying? And we could prevail. You see what I'm saying? You know, and then keep it intaking your citrus acid, your vegetables, ginger, and what have you. And then also, too, be leery of these damn COVID tests they want to give you, because I'm of the opinion that the damn COVID test is giving motherfuckers this shit. You see, is just my opinion, and I'll be doing some more research, you know, on that there as well, too. So, therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your executive producer and host of Shabak Experience Enhanced, and we also, too, are the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News. And we're going to bid you a good evening here, and we definitely, once again, appreciate you gentlemen, you know, coming back on. You know, for part two tonight of this topic is because part one, you know, was abruptly, you know, ended, you know, due to technical difficulties. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play the parts of a speech that was given way back in early 1960s. And believe it or not, folks, I attended this speech, although I was only 2 years old. So for our outro tonight, Brother Malcolm.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro say, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick." He identified it.